here next week on the show. Robert Cool Bell from Cool and the Gang. You recognize this, right? That's next week right here on WGN. Steve Dale's Other World, and right now we're celebrating the Auditorium Theater. And what a place this is. And I was saying earlier, Rich Reagan, that the Auditorium Theater is a gem that many Chicagoans don't know about. And people do come in, and they do, from all over the world to see this very historic place. And in fact, you're open and you're offering tours virtually, I believe, but maybe in person, you'll have to tell me, of the Auditorium Theater.
Indeed we are, Steve. Thanks for having me on this afternoon. We opened for in-person tours a number of months ago, but for those that still might be uncomfortable touring, we also have virtual tours available on our website as well.
Now, I just came back from New York City. We did some theater there. How can you go to New York City without, right? And I'll tell you, not only for the theaters in the theater district, but anywhere you go, whether it's a restaurant or a bar or a business in some cases, you have to show proof of vaccination. I've been to the theater, I don't know, many times in Chicago in the past couple of months. Same thing, you need to show proof of vaccination. If we want to see any of the shows we're about to talk about for the first time at the Auditorium Theater, do you similarly have to show proof of vaccination?
You do. This is true, Steve. And it's an effort to just to create the most safe environment for our guests as possible. So we ask for proof of vaccination, and we also accept a proof of a negative COVID test immediately before the show as well. So, again, this is an effort just to instill confidence in our patrons that it's a safe environment and they can just come and relax and enjoy a live performance.
Well, you know, I don't want to speak for the head of the entire Moderna trial, and he will be here just after 2:30, but I've talked to him before about this, so I imagine his thinking hasn't changed. And he, for example, the scientists very much agree with this, and this is a good thing. So let's talk about the good people coming to the Auditorium Theater. It's that time of year where we think about Christmas and the holidays, and Sarah Brightman's coming in, huh?
Tis the season, Steve. It's this Friday. We're hosting Sarah Brightman, A Christmas Symphony. That's Friday, December 10th. That's going to be a really great show where she's singing holiday favorites throughout with a live orchestra and a choir. And then on Saturday,
Slow down.
Sure thing.
For those who don't know who Sarah Brightman is, my guess is you probably know her voice and know her work. Can you explain a little bit about who she is?
Sure. She is the biggest selling soprano, Grammy Award nominated. She really gained renown a number of years back, performing in some of the big theatricals that you mentioned earlier. You know, she was married at a time to Andrew Lloyd Webber, and she really is one of the biggest sopranos in the world. So we're so lucky to have her on our National Historic Landmark stage.
Are you concerned a little bit that she's going to break that historic glass that you have all over?
Well, you know, we've done a lot of shows in our building over 132 years, and nobody's done it yet. So I would challenge her to do that, definitely.
And then following, I think you were about to say this, Straight No Chaser. So again, for those who don't know, who are they?
They're an a cappella group, and they've been performing for a number of years now. I started working with them probably about 8 years ago, and I brought a group of friends to the show just to introduce it to them. And sure enough, they continue to come back because they consider it just an annual way to get into the holiday spirit. They're a ton of fun on stage. They have a great variety of music that they sing. And it's a really great way to get into the holiday spirit as well. And that's Saturday, December 11th. We have two performances that day, one at 3 p.m., one at 7:30 p.m.
Yeah, I asked about joining their group, and they said, Steve who? So that didn't work out very well. And then following that, this is a group that I could join, apparently, because it's called the String Cheese Incident. Who the heck are they? I don't know.
Well, String Cheese Incident, we're actually having at the end of the month for performances on December 30th, 31st for New Year's Eve, and then on January 1st for New Year's Day. And that's a group that's a lot of fun. We've hosted them at the Auditorium Theater a number of times. And they're a band coming from Colorado, but they have a national audience. And I would really put them in the category of a jam band. They have a unique audience that, like I said, travels from everywhere to come and see them, and they're a lot of fun. They've got some really great fun planned for all of these performances at the end of the month.
And what's really cool is that these are new announcements we're making right here. And one, I don't think you've made anywhere else, that's Eddie Vedder is coming.
That's true. Actually, this week we were able to announce Eddie Vedder. And that is going to be February 9th. The tickets go on sale here. Let's see here. They go on sale later this week. You need to visit our website to get the particulars on that. But this is a really special tour by Eddie Vedder, of course, gaining his initial acclaim with the band Pearl Jam. And the opener for this performance with Eddie Vedder is Glenn Hansard. So a really special night in the beginning of February, February 9th.
Okay, we've got 10 seconds to do this, but I am concerned about elephants coming on stage.
Well, we do a series with Nat Geo, and we do really, it's such a fantastic series. And, you know, one might say, you know, the Nat Geo channel is great. Well, this is better because we have the actual scientists and photographers on our stage presenting all of their work from their travels afar. And the first event that we have with Nat Geo is actually in January, and that's a piece called Wild Hope by the photographer and filmmaker Amy Vittel.
Yeah, and the best place to go is the web. I've been to one of your Nat Geo events. It was great. Best place to go is the website, mm-hmm. And that website is?
AuditoriumTheater.org.
Easy enough, huh? AuditoriumTheater.org. Thank you so much, Rich.
Thank you, Steve. It was a pleasure.